Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today in the Fraser Coast, on my adventures around looking for positive stories, I am in the beautiful Utopia Environment Reserve near Mount Walsh National Park. And I'm sitting in a beautiful homestead with a lovely man. Actually, I don't know if that's the right way to describe you, Dave.
Oh, definitely not.
Dave Stewart, how are you going, Dave?
I'm going very well.
Justine,
I'm going very well, thank you, Justine.
Am I naughty? Because I'm only Justine when I'm naughty.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to answer that.
And so we've just run into each other, and I've discovered Dave has a mad passion about birds.
Feathered ones.
Feathered birds and frogs and all sorts of different native
wildlife.
And I've just asked Dave if he'd be happy to share a bit of his story, and then you can tell us about the apps that you've got. But this is a very interesting gentleman. I'd like to just share a bit of Dave with you. So please, Dave, tell me a bit about yourself.
Oh, how many days have you got?
Can you keep it to about 10 minutes?
Is that all? Oh, come on. All right. Okay, Tony and I have been talking about this. I'm a wildlife sound recordist. I've been at it most of my life. I'm nearly 80. And I started collecting birds' eggs back in the 50s. And then I moved on and I went to the Northern Territory in Aboriginal Affairs for 10 years. And then I moved to a farm and grew kiwi fruit. But all this time I had a passion about birds. So, and when I was in the Northern Territory, because, you know, up there you sort of get to like the drop of alcohol, and to keep my sanity when I was out in these remote Aboriginal communities, I resorted back to my bird interest. And it's just developed from that. And, you know, I grew kiwi fruit in the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, I proved I could grow them, but I never made any money. And but all through this time, my interest in birds was always there. And I actually took up sound recording in 1980 when somebody challenged me when I said, you know, a bird is such and such. And he said, well, how do you know that? I said, well, I know. And because he challenged me, in November 1980, I went out and bought a recorder and a microphone, and if anyone questions me now, I serve them up the actual bird sound or the frog sound or the mammal sound or whatever it is and say, there it is. And if they don't know what it is, that's their problem. But I know. Anyway, so this went on, and I sort of built up a library, and I worked with national parks on fauna surveys and slowly built up my wildlife sound collection. And in the earlier days, up to 1990, I recorded in analog, you know, cassettes, the old cassettes, which are barely talked about anymore. And then in 1989, I went digital. And even though I was growing kiwi fruit, that's when I realised that I could make money out of sound, because digital was just another world. So I did a few fauna survey tapes, you know, for rare fauna I prepared for national parks, and my first CD came out in 1994, and then I did a few cassettes, but cassettes were nearly dead by then anyway, and I progressively went on and produced a number of you know, bird CDs on a regional basis. And I have to emphasize that I am much more interested in my work as a reference source, you know, what the bird is, what it sounds like. It's not about, this is a U-boot environment and nice natural sounds.
Meditating.
Yeah. So mine's very much, my first CD was meditative, very much so. But from that time on, I just thought, oh, well, people want to know what these birds sound like and where they live. And so I've produced about a dozen commercial CDs. I've done a number of rare fauna survey CDs, and now I've produced a bird app called, what's it called, the Morecambe Stewart E-Guide to Birds of Australia.
You're developing all this digital media, you're selling it worldwide, you got an app.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. So you're talking about it as a reference source.
Yes, yeah.
So when you go to your app, can you explain what the benefit is of having the app?
Well, it's basically a field guide And the particular field guide I'm involved with is the Michael Morecambe. He's a well-known author of bird books and field guides, and I have produced the app with him, and I'm the sound person.
Yes.
So on the app there's 650 species with sound, and you go into the bush and you've got this app in your pocket, and we've got guides there to help you. You know, it's called Smart Search. And you can sort of narrow the bird, you know, you've got the region where you are, you've got certain information about, and you narrow the number of birds down to about 10 at the most. And eventually, wherever you are, you could be in Alice Springs, you could be in Broome, you could be in Perth or Cape York, and you can narrow down the possibility of birds, and ultimately, because you've got the sound, you've got photos, you've got the whole works, you can pretty much work it out.
So if I downloaded the app and I had a bird in my neighbourhood, could I log that on the app that that bird has been sighted there? Is that, does it work that way as well?
There is a lot of people do what's called e-birding. And when they're out in the field, and this is sort of related to Cornell University or Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in the US, and people put all their e-bird in, you know, the birds they see in the bush, they instantly put that into this app and go straight to America. It's a huge source of data about birds and where they occur and everything else. But I think your question really is, if people have the app, can they feed a recording into the app and it tells them what the bird is? That's called sound recognition. And that will come, but it's not here yet.
Yeah.
That's the holy grail of bird watching. Oh, no, it's on the way.
Yeah.
But for the moment, I'm just giving people the ability to know or have the opportunity to work out what that bird is they're looking at.
So it's not just birds, though. What else?
I'm frogs.
Frogs as well.
I've done frogs, yes. We have another app called Frogs of Australia. There's about 240. I should have said, with bird species nowadays in Australia, 945 species. And of course, we've included territories, islands like Christmas Island, Cocos Keeling, three islands that you can see the New Guinea coast, and then quite a lot of additional birds have been added to the Australian list. And of course, with science and genetics, a lot of birds where they might have had a number of subspecies, a number of those subspecies have now become full species. So that, you know, particularly in the West, you know, there's at least a dozen birds that are now all Western whatever. So the number of birds has increased quite dramatically from roughly about 800 to now 945. Now with frogs, I think we're up to about, on our frog app, there are three other scientists and myself on the sound part of it. And there are about 242 species of frog in Australia. And our frog app has photos, it has maps, it has text, and of course, sound. And I'm the sound person. So out of our 240 species, I think we've got 230 with sound. And there are a few over in Western Australia who've got isolate populations. And somebody's probably recorded the sound, but we haven't got hold of it. So you've got a picture of the frog, you've got a map, and you've actually got a GPS location, and wherever you are, it appears there's a green dot in the app, and it will give you a list of species for that area where you are. But as well as you've got all this other information to work out what the frog is.
But you come to a beautiful part of the Fraser Coast out here.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and there is a lot of noises outside.
Well, I know Tony's got 165 species of bird on his property, and I think his frogs are somewhere in the mid-20s species.
Wow.
Mammals I also record, but that's not quite my expertise.
Yeah.
So it's called the Michael Morecambe and David Stewart E-Guides to the Birds of Australia. If you go to my website, www.naturesound.com.au, there are links to the bird app and the frog app,
awesome.
And all my CDs listed on that website.
Fantastic. Well, I share this podcast on Spotify and Podbean, and I'll type a blog up and share those links for you.
Thank you very much.
Never worry. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Oh, I think you've got enough.
You've got enough? Okay. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 da 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 da